Hi, I'm David Boyer, and I want to let you know we're in our March membership campaign. We are listener-supported radio, and twice a year, we ask for your help. I invite you to contribute right now to support local independent journalism. Go to kalw.org and click donate. Thanks.
KALW.
The Bay Area's historic shelter-in-place order is intended to slow the spread of COVID-19, but it could have a profound impact on low-wage workers who live month to month and are unable to go to work. KALW immigration reporter Teresa Cotsarillas has more.
Irmelinda Sanchez Dulcero has been cleaning houses in Oakland for over a decade. She's worked with some of her clients for years. And when I talked to her on the phone last week, she'd just lost one of them. She says, my employer grew up here, but her parents and whole family are from China. They're being careful, so today I couldn't go to work. They told me I could come back in a month and a half or so. That was before Alameda County issued its shelter-in-place order. Now, Irmelinda's worried about paying her bills, and she's worried about her safety when she does go back to work. Remember, she's a domestic worker, which requires her to get really close to other people's germs. We don't know what we can really do, she says. Wash your hands, wear gloves and a mask. Nothing guarantees that we won't get sick.
I think that this hits low-wage workers across the board.
Ken Jacobs is the director of UC Berkeley's Labor Center. He studies low-wage work in California, and he says that low-income immigrant workers are particularly vulnerable during the COVID-19 crisis. People like Irmelinda are more likely to have jobs that require them to interact with other people. California's immigrant communities are disproportionately represented in certain restaurant jobs, for instance, as well as cleaning and caregiving industries.
And so people are at risk of losing employment, or are losing employment because we're seeing events shutting down, we're seeing less tourism, less travel.
Thousands of Bay Area residents were laid off last week, and local officials expect unemployment to spike under the shelter-in-place order. The state is encouraging workers to apply for unemployment, but because workers like Irmelinda are independent contractors, they aren't eligible for unemployment insurance. And if they manage to keep working,
that both puts them more at risk of getting sick, and if they work while sick, more at risk to transmit to others.
There are local nonprofits and county programs set up to help workers like this, but they're getting hit hard by COVID-19 too. Here's Gabby Galicia, executive director of the Street Level Health Project.
Even before the coronavirus, we were one of the very few services to be able to serve undocumented communities.
Her organization serves low-income immigrant workers in Oakland's Fruitvale neighborhood. It provides free health screenings and breakfasts to community members, including many that are homeless or uninsured. But Gabby says they were worried their crowded offices might help spread the virus.
On our busiest day, you could probably potentially have 100 people here, plus staff, and it's definitely very cozy when we're in here.
So, in the middle of last week, they decided to limit their services. On Monday night, they gave away 35 bags of emergency groceries, then closed their offices altogether. Gabby says she and her staff are figuring out how to continue their outreach work remotely. Their interpreters are planning to call Indigenous community members to make sure they're getting vital information in their languages. Gabby adds that some immigrant workers are afraid to seek healthcare anywhere else. Some community members are uninsured. Others are afraid to use Medicaid because of President Trump's public charge rule, which threatens to deny green cards to immigrants who use certain public services. And in an urgent phone call yesterday, Gabby also brought up another problem, ICE raids.
If they start seeing on the news that there's ICE raids, people are not going to go receive the health care that they need or go even food shopping. That is a big reality.
On Monday, Immigration and Customs Enforcement conducted early morning raids in Los Angeles. Gabby says this isn't just inhumane. It could be dangerous for public health.
We already see a lot of people in the detention centers that on a yearly basis just get influenza. And we've seen even kids die there in the detention centers. And so the concern really is of just the massive outbreak of coronavirus.
Advocacy groups across the country are urging ICE to stop conducting raids during the pandemic. The ACLU is also suing the government to release a group of migrants in a Washington state detention center whose pre-existing conditions would put them at risk in an outbreak. State and county officials are piloting a flurry of social programs that could help workers like Ermelinda. San Francisco, San Jose, and Alameda County have suspended all residential evictions for people who are directly impacted by COVID-19. Workers who've been laid off because of the virus, for example, or workers who are quarantined. A number of Bay Area school districts are offering free meals to students during school closures. And San Francisco is also offering emergency childcare to families who have to keep working while their children are out of school. In the meantime, programs like the Street Level Health Project are continuing to operate as best they can. Director Gabby Galicia says she's talked to community members about the crisis.
A lot of them just kept saying, we'll be all right. They're just surviving, and they've been able to survive.
A lot of low-wage immigrant workers have already faced war, poverty, fear, and persecution, says Gabby. So this is something we can get through, too. In Oakland, this is Teresa Kotsarilis for Cross Currents.
Teresa is KALW's immigration reporter. You can find more of her stories at KALW.org.